The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Other than that, take a cough drop or something. Said it wouldn't last. How wrong were they? Because here comes the pilgrim of productive alternate broadcasting. Me, the godfather of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting. There's nowhere else to go. After this, it's all over. Say goodnight. The third man is here, and so are others. Maybe it's the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth. Man, this is a special night. And if you're listening lifelike on some other, you know, if you're listening and you're not live, then it's the same thing. It's always special. I'm here, you're here. My name is Frank Atola. Man's name adorns the title of the show. Here we go with chronicling for December 8th. Y2K plus 16. Y2K plus 16. You like that, huh? Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. I'm the only one with the headphones because I am once again still the leader of this gang, whether you know it or not. And if you're listening, somewhere in the world, something is happening. And it's not just that things have stopped happening because we're here. And on this December 8th, I hate to say this. No hate. Hey, you know, I don't like to use the word hate. I feel a little, it feels a little self-serving to say this, but this is a celebration of the day, the night, the actual night when my mother, well, you know, opened, you know what I'm talking about? And we have some friends and some relatives and oddly enough, two people whose births I have been responsible for. You know, this is actually a first, because they've both been here at one time or another. And those of you who have listened to the show, God knows why, you have over the years know that that they're here. We're going to introduce them in a second, maybe a little more in a second. Also with me are two very close friends. And this is, hey, listen, this isn't Skype crap, okay? We left that for Tom Savino. He'll be on this. Tom Savino, my former partner, and the man who's on most stations, his show follows this show, Savino Veritas, will be, but he'll be here at 10 o'clock to say hi and join the gang here, because this is it's a little birthday party that we're having without candles. And with me also are two of my close friends from this area of the world. You see, I'm not always from this area of the world. And oddly enough, both of their first names are William. Both of them, they share a name. Well, then again, the kids share my last name. But I don't think they had the same mother. No, I know they didn't. Oh, there's Mel. No. Now, we don't know how many. We invited hundreds of people. We did. Out there to email, we tweeted, and what do you think happened? Nothing. But people may be walking in. Here and there and there and here. Now, and I'm going to have this. You're going to hear a lot of that. Boom. It's going to sound louder than me because, it's like a clock. So you guys don't hear that, do you?
Oh,
you do hear it. Well, then you people at home. Well, let's see if it shows up on the meter.
It does. You can see it.
Oh, I love doing that. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
It's a heartbeat.
Look at that, Jack. Look at that. It's kind of like a painting.
Yeah, it's like
a painting stroke. A stroke of painting, a painter's stroke.
You are Picasso?
Many of you know, let's start with the the elders. I think I could do this. I'm going to take the mic off here from the vision. I'll take the mic off here and we'll move it around. And then maybe someone could get that mic. You know what? Ray Cotolo is here.
Hey, guys.
He's
it's gonna, great to
no,
be
no,
back.
No, no, go around that way. For God's sake. Ray Cotolo is here. He's going to go around that way. And we're going to be talking about any number of things tonight on as we chronicle. Yeah, make sure you got enough room there. And then you can hand that over to, I'll tell you the first person you might know from various internet. Be careful. Be careful. From there, this is a great studio. It hasn't changed. In 20 years, the studio is the same crap. Look, same junk everywhere. So, look at that. This is scotch tape that's holding this mic together. Do you believe this? Scotch tape.
You're welcome.
And you know what? That's what we used to use. That was scotch brand tape when we taped things in the old days. And boy, do I know about the old days. Because my name is Frank Cotolo. My name is George Italo. So we will not be discussing my age, my actual number. What are you doing?
The mic is stuck on everything.
Okay, well, just don't get a the first person who's going to take the mic, you'll know from if you've followed
What's
us.
What's the deal with airline okay. food?
You've followed us. You followed. I don't know why that was funny. Talk there for a second.
I think you're talking about our YouTube video productions.
This is Mr. Bill.
Cotolo Chronicles on the video.
There you go. You know that voice. I know you do because he was a co-star of many of them. And
you'll have to look for the one about tennis. I think it's called Tennis Pro because Ray debuted on that one.
Yeah, isn't that just like him? You see that? He just takes the spotlight away from himself. Here I am giving Bill Bostick the spotlight. And you know, you used to do a podcast. Remember when we met?
Oh, yeah.
You were doing a podcast back then.
Until it almost cost me my job.
And your life. I heard you were shot at any number of times.
Well, Frank, I just want to tell you it's a pleasure and an honor to be here
for your
birthday.
Yeah.
It's almost been 11 years since we met and,
you can't.
My life has never been the same since I met you.
11 years?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know you 11 years. Okay, so that's Bill Bostick. You know him from the videos of, go to YouTube. What is it? Just Frank Cotolo? I don't know.
Yeah,
go to Frank Cotolo and there you have, a number of videos directed and shot by Mr. Bill Bostick, and people keep asking for more. Sir, and my doctor, he keeps wanting to see the final episode. The final episode. No, I'm joking. He's a good guy. I asked him to be here tonight, and he said, he dropped an F-bomb on me. Now also, which is okay, because I survived it. And we also have here a friend I met through Mr. Bostick. And, probably.
St. Thomas Roasters Coffee Shop is where we met.
He talks without the microphone?
Yeah.
We
met.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Okay, we're going to get to
Bill Minnick here.
Bill Minnick, the one of the foremost pop culture experts, at least in this area, I would say. And, we've been trying to get, trying to build a structure that would be like a museum of some sort where Bill Minnick could put all of his knowledge and memorabilia. You have a lot of memorabilia too, or just music? Okay. Well, we would just have, we'd have walls with good sound quality, you know. Is that why you use that? Is that a pointer or a microphone? Here's Bill Minnick.
Maybe right beside that studio you guys were building like, 7 years ago?
Yeah, were we building a studio?
Down, I think.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Were in that video, Ray.
I was?
Yeah.
Did they build the studio?
What studio were we building?
Oh, that was actually Jack was in that video.
Oh, it was Jack.
Oh, you mean in one of the,
yeah.
Mr. Minnick, what is Minnick anyway? I think I've asked you 100 times. Is that German?
Last time I was here, you asked me that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Jeez, it seems like only yesterday.
What was that, by the way, 6-7 years ago?
Ask him. He's counting the years. Remember, he just said he knows me for 11 years. He must know when.
I don't know when it was.
The last time my birthday fell on a Thursday night, and that's when we do this live.
We could look it up.
December 8th, 1987.
No.
Last time we met our intrepid hero.
Bill?
I think it was 09.
Who can open this beer for me? Because I think it's a twist off and I don't have two
on my hand. Don't twist this off.
Yeah, it must be. It must be.
Go get the
what? Somebody at the door?
Do you want to introduce yourself?
We got to move over there. Bill Minnick, let's make sure, because we might be getting mail messages here that, probably not.
Could be Phil.
I don't think so. No, it's not. Have you been getting these, justice for Danny? Have you been getting these weird, Bill Minnick I'm talking to now, have you been getting these emails? You know, we're always talking about bad emails and spam and stuff that goes on here. And of course, you know, I've been getting this email, that said, about this guy named I'll just read a little bit of this. This is really bizarre, and I keep getting them. Justice for Wednesday, December 7th, update on the alleged son of Bill Clinton. Have you been getting this?
No.
Justice?
No.
For, here, Richard Gooding's DNA test of Danny Williams. I got a feeling this is, a scam. And yet, I clicked. What do you mean you can't open?
I don't drink beer. I don't know how beer works.
Lots of beverages come in with tops. It's not necessarily just the beer.
Sodas don't come in those anymore.
Thank you very much. Well, let's toast, first of all. We're going to have a toast here. We're going to clink our glasses. Jack left. Come. Oh, okay.
To Frank.
The Frank is on.
The Frank is on. Over the lips and through the gums. Watch out, stomach.
Grandma's house we go.
Here it comes.
Or that one.
Oh, you didn't know that one. You decided to ruin mine by interrupting.
No, I knew.
Here, clink. This clink. There birthday. Goes that clink there.
Wait, this is your birthday?
And
Bill?
What?
We're going to forget about this.
Oh, you want a clink.
Okay, let's forget about that piece of scam. I don't know. There's something I was worried because I wanted to, you know, it has a click. Let's stop getting this email. And I clicked it and I went, oh God, I hope I didn't.
Oh, the spam.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was going to be a virus or something when it's, you know, because I keep getting it. And I can't get rid of it. And usually they don't do that. That might be a new tactic. Is that anybody know about
that?
It's from a guy named, here's the guy's name. His name is, look at all this.
His name is Justice for Danny Williams.
What did he do?
Look at this. This is nuts. Who is this guy anyway? Look at this. It goes on forever.
He wrote you a novel.
Look at this.
He didn't write that. Somebody else.
Look, I can't. This is the longest one I've ever gotten, and it's by signed. Contact Danny Williams. No, it's contact.
Well, he's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Pain. I don't know. I have no idea. This guy is on some kind of a warped campaign to Richard Gooding's DNA test. This guy Danny Williams is supposed to be Bill Clinton's son. I don't know what.
Why does he think you can help the cause?
Well, he must be sending this to everyone, right? You didn't get this. Okay, I'll forward it. I'll give him their email, and you can. No, I don't know. Forget about it. It's okay. But anyway, we have this notion to come up with a structure. It's kind of like a museum where they had a number of places you could go into it, pay, obviously, because we would, and we'd give the money to a good. What cause, Mr. Minnick, would we give? For the Bill Minnick Pop Clinic is what we want to start. And it would have in it all sorts of things. I think he has nail clippings of Felix Cavalieri, right? He has his naked pictures of Flo and Eddie or something. No, you know what there should be? There should be like rooms. We're still developing this, okay? And you would go in and say, want to know about? And you would push a button. About any particular group, or we have a special Seinfeld room. One room alone for the Seinfeld show. And people would press, and then we'd have your voice, of course, pre-recorded, and it would say, like as president, geez, I want to know, how old was George Costanza? And then I push the button, and you would say, in the series, how old?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No.
Okay.
Never came out.
Okay, let's do something simple. But what were the first names of George Costanza's parents? Boop. I don't believe I'm getting.
He's letting you down.
Pop clinic funny.
He's making us look terrible. Right, George Costanza. What were they?
I have to think about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, this is a man who could believe it or not can quote. can quote pieces of dialogue.
He remembers scenes.
Who played?
By the way, I don't think it was ever revealed what Newman's first name was.
That's right. That's right. I don't know about that either. Yeah. Newman was, of course, he was an actor that everyone's seen. He got eaten alive in Jurassic Park. Little fat guy, right? He did. And you know, I saw him yet. You know, I saw him in Rat Race. I saw a little, that movie Rat Race. I saw a piece of that the other day, and he was in that.
He's like a playwright, too, I think.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Hey, I go to the clinic to find out these things, okay? So, we'll let you know about that, and then you could plan your vacation to come to wherever this thing is built. This is, and Mr. Minnick provided the, well, let's give him a plug here. It's the Irish Red, George Killian. I'm doing English. I should be doing, oh, I can't do Irish. Anyone need to do Irish?
George Killian's.
Good stuff.
Let's see what I always used to do this in the old days. I'd put the mic right on my throat while I drink one.
have you had
delicious anyway?
No, I actually haven't.
The summer of hand that over to
hand that
Bill Minnick. Hand that over to Jackson. Jackson.
Hello.
Jack is here. Do you remember what summer you spent a whole summer on the show with me? Remember
when I was 10,
was it
12?
Really that long ago?
I was young.
I was born.
No, you weren't 12 when you were on this show.
I was young.
No, you were high school.
I'm all right.
He's passing the cookies. Look at the sugar cookies. Hold on, I'll have a sugar cookie more. I thought you were older than that.
No, I remember. No, I was a little squid.
He was a squid then, huh? That's really weird because when you were on one of the weeks that I had, I forgot her name. I'm doing this thing with my head. Wow. It's been happening to me a lot. I'll think about it again too. This groundbreaking porn star was on the show. I can't think of her name. She's still a friend.
Sprinkle?
Oh, Annie Sprinkle. He did remember.
I remember Annie Sprinkle.
What was it? I didn't hear it because use a microphone.
She must have been very heavy. You said she was groundbreaking.
You know what? She is now. Hope she's not listening. She's gained. Her tits alone, I think, are like,
wow.
Yeah. You know, yes, you were on that. I don't think I would, well, we didn't talk about anything particularly dirty, but we talked about the porn industry because she was there from the beginning and I knew her from way back. And a couple of other, but that was, are you sure that was like 2000 what?
I wasn't in high school.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Because you're, well,
she was hard to...
I'm 17, you're sibling. 23. If you were 12, I was 5, and I was not 5 when you did this. I was about like 7 or 8. I remember that.
Well, anyway, he did a summer internship.
It was a while ago.
With me.
Shows how memorable it was.
Ray Cotolo. Now this is Ray Cotolo, who's here also, who does a show on SRN. But Ray debuted, as Bill Bostic said, in the tennis episode of Cotolo Chronicles on video. You can still see that.
Job.
But Ray, who's he? What?
He did a great job on that video.
What did he do again?
He stomps away when.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. When
Frank doesn't perform the way he wanted him to.
it's like. He's playing
that
to like,
I remember. I do
he's
remember
playing to grandstands that are in three other theaters 2 miles away. but now I don't know if you guys know this, the Bills. I call them the Bills because there's Bill Minnick and Bill Bostic, you know, and if they both have the same name, it's tough.
No sense in saying Bill and Bill.
Yeah.
Say the Bills.
Especially if you're not talking to both of them. But if you're talking to one, they both look, huh? Yeah. So.
That's usually what you do when someone says your name.
Now, this is what...
That's how that works.
This is what I tell you about Ray, because a while back, while this show was still on, and it was being syndicated, as it's still syndicated, you could hear it on any number of shows, stations, internet stations, and some stations that... Just look for it. I don't know. Go search it, Google it, Bing it. Is it Bling or Bing?
Bing.
Bing. Bing it, Bling it, Bling it. I said Bling, Bling it.
Bing it.
But there was a show. It was an afternoon show that I did as a favor to, it was called Drive Time. It was called the Drive Time Live. Yeah, it was an afternoon. It was an afternoon show I did on some independent radio station. You know, it was a deal. It was like, I'll do this, and you do, and you run my show or whatever. And they did run the show, but and so I made a complete mockery out of drive time. As is, let's face it, that's what I do best. And so we did all these weird things. We played, you know, I did traffic. How could you do traffic on an internet station that's everywhere? We had a break on, I did try, but Ray did, and I love this.
Pick cities at random.
Yeah, yeah, we did. It was just crazy because it was supposed to be drive time when they do all that stuff. Fake news. We were the originators of fake news, by the way. Back in those days, nobody cared or believed. But Ray did the weather from other planets. You remember that, right? Jack remembers it.
Wow.
He did the weather. And now, how old were you then?
I wasn't sentient. I don't even remember that.
You don't remember?
No, I remember walking, because we have this little desk, and there's this little pull-out shelf. Yeah. I remember placing my forecast on that shelf and reading it off the mic, not knowing that I was supposed to be funny.
No, did it. That's what made it great. Because he was like, I'm on radio, and now I'm going to do From Mars.
Well, no, because I think what you told me was... Or maybe I made. Did I ask you if I could do it?
I didn't even know you then. I you were just a little being was walking around the house, knocking into walls. I don't know. I don't know what you didn't know. What? What do you remember about it? Because that's interesting to think back that far.
I just remember because I was upstairs. I was sitting down and I was just writing extremely stupid forecasts.
Yeah, but at the time, yeah, you just wrote stuff. You're using your imagination.
Yeah, because I thought other planets wouldn't be like this one, and so I just made random forecasts.
Things like it's 600 degrees and there's clouds of mercury everywhere.
I only wish I had some recordings of some of the things we did. But back, this was a long time ago, but you were like what? What were you? Eight? Six?
I want to say seven or six.
Yeah, six or seven. He debuted on I think it was Drive Time Live. I don't think, there's probably not one piece of sound.
And look where I am now.
Not one piece of sound left. Well, the funny thing about these boys is that they have, and I never knew this, you have a daughter, Bostic. I got to call them by their last names. Give Bostic a mic for a second. You can explain this. Now, of course, Minnick could probably say this about us because he's known us for that long. But when you see your child, how old is Danielle now?
My daughter's 25.
25, okay. And Jack is 23? Yep. And Ray is what, 7? Are you still 7? No.
Yeah.
Ray is
17.
He's going to be 18. No.
We're going to be
18. You're going to be
18? I'm going to be 7.
He's going to be in his eighth year.
It's good beer. What is it? Here's some more beer.
It's like when you go to the doctor's office.
I actually had a thought of getting Frank some Yukon Jack, but I didn't follow through.
Oh well, yeah. Sounded there for a second like Annie Sprinkle came back to the show. But anyway. Bill Bostic here. When you, does Danielle ever, like, you know, you see her in the house, wherever you see her, I don't know, you see her in the house or she walks by or something like that. Do you ever get any kind of flashbacks or do you sit back and go like, how could this be? Do you stop and go, what the hell? This, look at her. She's like a human being. And you know, they're not human beings when they're kids. I swear they're not. I swear. I couldn't identify with the kids when I was changing them or when they were little or when they learned to walk.
Yeah.
I didn't identify with being that. Who remembers that? Minnick, do you? What about Danielle? Do you?
Well.
Even seeing a picture or anything. What?
Yeah, I mean, you talking about it, I mean, you think about those days, but, I actually don't think about those things anymore, Frank. I've moved on, I guess.
Oh, don't patronize me. Now, Minnick,
occasionally, Bill, but not too often.
I don't think we were talking nostalgic. We were really talking like, who do you know, Minnick, we're in Minnick now, the Minnick Clinic. and soon to be the host. No, don't say it. Don't say it. We're not going to give it away. Don't give it
contract's
away.
Anyway. Not signed
the contract's not signed yet. The ink's not dry. The ink isn't dry. He's not dry. Who do you know that you look at and can say, how long have you known any one person? Is that what I'm trying to say? Because we know when you have a kid, if you're not a runaway father or a deadbeat dad or anything, you stay with them. I mean, you know, you see them. Who do you know that you've known for like how many years? And that the mic you could
Mayor
use.
Mayor Jack, it. Who you guys know.
You know Jack Conrad?
Yeah.
For how long?
At least 40 years.
40 really? Years you know Jack Conrad?
Yeah.
So you like played baseball or something with him?
We worked together at one time, a convenience store.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
What did he do? We were both like cashiers at a 7-Eleven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can trash him right now? how different? So when you see him now, what do you?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Okay, but the last time, last time you saw him, he was way older than he was when you knew him, right? They may change that much.
Yeah.
Change that much?
No, not really.
No. Okay, so then that didn't work.
He's a poor example.
Yeah, I was a poor.
Maybe he is.
He's the guy he is. He is the guy he is.
I know. We've already gone through that. We don't like that.
I mean, he was playing the horses when he was 17 or 18. I was playing the horses. He's still playing the horses.
This is if he was a singer. This is how he would. Here's how he got up to sing. If I could see you. Now you got to find the mic because he's moving the mic over.
Hey, you're breaking the rule.
What happened? Are we getting the things?
You're not picking me up?
Yeah, let's make some. Hello. Let's make some of the things. Beep, beep, beep. Okay. What? Yeah, we are, but you're like, move away when you do that. Okay, so. another reason. Another reason we're not on, you know. They wanted me. There are a lot of people. I get a lot of requests to put this on a cam, like they have the Rush Fat Man show and, who else?
We could Periscope.
Don't
this.
They do that? Oh, and then there's Periscope, right? You could Periscope this right now. Would that be fun to see if that happened?
Sure.
We're gonna do that. Let's do that
Periscope?
Anyway. Yeah, we're gonna do Periscope. But let's see if anybody's out there. At 10 o'clock, we're here on Cotolo Chronicles, and we're gonna talk more about being born, growing up, and and never dying. And how about that? Immortality is our key here. We're also going to go on Periscope now. I don't know how this works. Ray Cotolo will tell us. There's this thing called Periscope. If you have one of these phones, and you don't, Minnick and I do not have one of those phones. You have one, right?
I have one, but I have no idea what Periscope is.
Okay. Well, it's an app.
It's live streaming. Okay.
It's an app, and when we go and People say they like you by spitting out hearts or something. This is it. We're actually on Periscope. If you take a look, show them. You guys are on. Now, anybody who's on Periscope will get a notice. And what did they do? Is that what they do, Ray? What do they do? How do they find us if they have
If they follow me on Twitter, at Ray Cotolo, they'll get the link to Periscope, or if they follow me on Periscope, at Ray Cotolo.
So if you don't follow you... They get nobody.
And I'm worthless. So we're not going to get any viewers.
Yeah, wow. I raise them well. So that's it. Let's see if anybody just stumble. You know what the thing
so
about
far,
Periscope?
No.
People stumble into it.
No, we have no viewers. No.
Okay, so just leave that on and see what happens. And if your battery runs out, then you'll use my lectures. In the meantime, we want to take some pictures. We're going to put them up on our later on our social networking sites. Is that wrong?
No.
That was wrong? Oh, he's drunk already. What are you going to do? Who's driving? You? What? That's a nice sweater, man.
Are you on Facebook? Is that the social networking you're talking about, Frank? Facebook?
What was I supposed to say? Social?
It's called social media. Right?
Oh, social media. I said it incorrectly.
It's all intense, too. It's social networking.
Yeah. Well, but that's all done on that's all done on the interweb, right?
On your interweb.
On your
interweb. You see, you're just doing it in every way.
This is
Cotolo. On my internet machine.
On my internet machine too, here at Cotolo Chronicles. And for those of you anybody who sees it on anywhere else, you know that we've been here, and not a lot of people who do podcast or shows or anything, not a lot of people who do live shows, could talk about the things we're talking about. Say like, well, you know, we were here 5-11 years ago talking, because they weren't. Because they stink. That's why. Because we're alive and living. You get anybody on Periscope?
We have one viewer.
We're sticking. One person. Oh, yeah. One person right. Found us. Say hello to everyone. Tell them they're live on the radio right
who
now.
Is it?
Do they know? Who is
we
it?
We don't know who it is. You're live.
You don't know? Who is
no,
it?
No, it doesn't say.
They probably did they leave yet?
No, they're still here.
Tell them to call their
let's sing them happy
friends.
Birthday.
Okay, we're going to sing happy.
Just to be clear, you don't count as a viewer, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. No,
it says 0. That's a, yeah, foggy math? No, it's called dirty math. What do they call it?
What?
Dirty dancing?
No, when math. Fuzzy math.
Fuzzy math.
That's fuzzy demographics.
We're up to 2 viewers now.
All right.
Get out on Periscope. And now, if you're listening... on, and it's not, and you're not live. You're listening lifelike. That is, if you're not listening and this is live, don't try to get on Periscope because they're gone already from there, right? But there are 2 people. Hello there, 2 people. Do you know you're on live around the world on internet broadcasting? Do you know that? Can they talk?
No.
don't they write something?
Yeah, there's a chat, but our viewers are on computers. And you can only chat
what do you
on,
want?
On
what
mobile. Mobile's only
are,
available
they're
on
computer. I didn't know that. They could
and we lost them all.
Well, up your Periscope, people. We're leaving that there, and we'll get back to what we're talking about. This is Cotolo Chronicles. And in case we didn't say this, everybody has dropped by. Not everybody, because X amount of people did not respond, can't get here. You know, we're out in the hinterlands. And... a lot of people don't want to drive here. A lot of people just don't want to be with me in a room. So that's pretty much it. But these fellows are, 2 of them who are here a lot with me, my sons, and
the Bills.
And the Bills. Yeah. Who are constantly, we see each other. Getting a little warm in here, right?
Problems.
Isn't that a nice sweater? Doesn't he?
We solve all the
nice
problems sweater. Every Tuesday at St. Thomas Roasters in Linglestown.
There's a little hint. Did you hear that? Did you hear that plug?
9. But
there was a plug.
Let's take wagers. When was the last time December 8th fell on a Thursday? He says 2009. What do you say?
I asked him.
Too slow. Night. What do you say?
Do you remember?
Right, you're too slow. What do you say? 2009, 2011. Well, you have another guess?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do.
What's your guess?
2012.
Okay, 2009, 2011.
What is it? The Price is Right.
Let's see.
He might be right.
What? The Price is Right?
2011.
What did you say? You can do that on your
phone? I can check, yep.
On your interphone? On your social phone web?
Stringing together words.
The social phone web.
2012 is wrong.
Okay. By the way, stringing together words is what I do best. That's why they... Oh, shh.
The mic turned off.
I have the winner.
Everyone knows how...
I have the winner.
Okay, here's the winner of the last time we did this birthday show, because it's my birthday.
Drum roll. 2011, Bill Bostic.
Bill Bostic.
You win a beer.
Bill Bostic is good with that. For those of you who don't know, Bill Bostic is the unofficial mayor of Linglestown, Pennsylvania. If you're ever in Pennsylvania and you're anywhere near Harrisburg, and by the way, I may add, we're all going next week to Hershey to the Trump.
Oh, you're going? That one,
aren't we? Aren't we going to the? You know about it, huh? Yeah, it's the.
Wait, when is that?
The tour.
This is a Bigley event.
You know about it?
Yeah, next Thursday, President-elect Trump will be in our neighborhood.
It's Thursday. You think he'll be on the show?
I sort of doubt it.
Well, where is it at Hershey?
Hershey Park, Hershey Giant Center. And I think he's coming back because right before the election, he had a rally there, and 13,000 people came out.
I think
and almost caused a tear to drop from his eye.
He had a rash,
you
too.
Could get him on the show, because if it weren't for you, Alex Jones wouldn't have a career.
How would I get – I would get Alex – how do I get Alex Jones credit?
Because you are the founder of all things internet radio.
Well, it's true, because Alex Jones had nowhere to go unless
You gave him a home.
He never did lie. None of those people ever did lie. The people on YouTube, they just taped that stuff, right?
Do you think they could do that live?
Well, there were, you know, those guys like, who was that guy? Art Bell?
Art Bell.
Yeah. And every, they, Jiggy Jaguar. That son of a bitch. He turned. And there was another guy when that other crazy guy that, the Dez, when the Dez used to be around.
Oh my God.
Remember the Dez?
Remember the Dez?
I do.
We never even mentioned him. I cut him off completely. He's a, yeah, I got rid of him. I want nothing to do with him. And I'm saying that publicly. So if he comes around, if you see him on the street, throw something very hard at him. But anyway, this Art Bell guy, and I kept telling him, I said, yes, Art Bell is like a bad imitation of Long John Neville, who was the famous guy, I mean, who worked with, not because I worked with him, but the guy who in radio in the beginning, I've been done shows on him, did a talk radio. He's the guy who invented the 7-second delay, because at one time you had to have, remember the 7-second? He invented it because people used to call him and say horrible things. I played some hilarious things on one show I did where I had some old tapes of him. They're on the YouTube. The YouTube. Your tube. on the Your tube. Anyway, that Art Bell, what did I say? Oh, these guys who talk about, those guys had shows. But I don't think Alex Jones had a show. Well, okay, we'll forget about him.
If you see him, throw something hard at him.
Where is he from?
Art show about Art UFOs Bell. Mostly?
Art Bell was always about something supernatural. Okay. Long John started that way back, and then it became serious. But, okay, let's move back here for a second. And the point I was trying to make was what? Oh, not a lot of people could talk about this because they haven't been on and they don't know this. And what we were laughed at when this came on. When the Waskowitz boys got together with me, and said, "Hey, you, Frank Tolo, you know, you could be the first star of internet radio," and then the Fabulous D became the superstar, the first superstar. But anyway, let's move back here for a second and just do and we're not going to do any spots. We're just going to thank everybody for who's out there buying books, because Amazon is very happy that they stopped sending me checks. Cause it's not a lot of money, but it's going so well, that I have them put it right into my bank account, which completely throws everything up, you know, all this change and stuff like that. So thank you all for those who have been going out and buying gifts, buying the books at there we go again. Everyone knows that sound because this is not, you know, one of those high tech shows. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. The point is that in the East, as we do this live, it's 9, what? Give me an exact time.
9:38.
There you go.
You're using a real phone for that? A real phone.
I have 9:37.
Using a real watch.
Using a real watch for that, huh? What is he doing? Oh, he went in to get his phone there. That is a nice sweater. I like that.
9:38.
That's a nice sweater. 9:38 p.m.
Yeah. Now it's 9:39.
60-something years ago. What?
It's 37 degrees in Granville, by the way.
Do you know any others? What's it on Mars?
Well, last check from NASA said that there were going to be radio showers.
It's amazing. You keep a microphone. This guy, I got to keep two away. I got to keep 2 feet away. Bill Minnick said, "You there?" And he's like, "You got to get that man over. I have to get up there." And Jack's just, okay. He does well. Okay, look. Let's talk about birth. Since we're talking about old, you know. Well, since we're talking about, you know, do you remember my kids are here? Let's talk about each. Let's go around the robin. Is that, where did they get that from, Minnick?
Around the what?
Round robin? What is that? Where does that come from?
Sports term? Round robin?
Round robin? Where does that originate? No one knows that one either. We're going to go round robin.
Words
what does Robin
play baseball.
Have to do Robin? Have to do with...
Look up round robin.
Yeah, we look at it.
I guess you guys didn't like my definition.
No, we didn't.
David Smith, we need him. Yeah, right. You know, had that already looked up.
There are many. We're not going to go into this because it's not about the show, but there are many alumni of people who have... Well, let's make sure we're still on here. I know we're recording. Well, I know we're recording, but let's make sure. There it goes. Okay. We'll just move this to that there and then move that down there so that we know it got to 140, 38. Okay. Let's try. You did? Round robin. Let's hear what that's about.
All right. In order to identify the derivation.
Okay. Take it easy.
All right. In order to identify the derivation of round robin, we need first to be clear about what the term means. It is now used to refer to things that operate in a rotational manner, like tournaments, where each player plays every other, circular letters, etc. Long before those contemporary meanings were known of, the term round robin had been used to refer to a variety of things. The earliest use was a disparaging nickname along the lines of sly dog or dark horse. This dates back to the 16th century and was cited in a work by Miles Coverdale in 1546. Certain fond talkers, apply ye to this most holy sacrament.
Hey, Ray. Ray, why don't you do your weather forecast from other planets, please?
Now,
this,
first,
that was terrible.
Yeah, not your fault. It's where you got
reading
this.
Origin.
Yeah, you're reading it from.
I was listening to that. I have no idea what was said.
That was like a dramatic reading or what?
Well, the thing is, how do we know that's even correct, you know?
It's phrases.org.
Okay. Let's forget about why. But we'll start with Bill Bostic, who's over there. And what we're going to look at here on Cthulhu Chronicles, is we're going to talk about earliest. I want you to go back in your head and think the earliest possible thing you can remember in terms of image or feeling or anything as a human being.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't care if it's 10 or 9 or whatever it is, or how far back can you remember something that identifies that age when you were, you know, not fluent? What were we? Not conscious. I mean, we're on.
Well, I probably remember preschool days in, I grew up in a town called Dillsburg, not too far away from Harrisburg. We lived in an apartment. And the first floor was the kitchen. And then you had to walk upstairs to the living room and the other parts.
Wait a second. There was an apartment with two levels?
Yeah. It was an old house. Okay. But, so I remember being in that space. But the best part was, I was young enough. I guess I wasn't properly potty trained. I would end up going behind furniture to do number two.
Whoa, wait a second. Did we hear correctly? In the apartment, you remember going doo-doo?
I don't remember doing it.
What?
I've been told that's what I do, and I thought it was a pretty cool story.
But you don't remember?
I don't remember doing number two behind
you
it.
You would wipe that out.
It's funny he says that, because I have a story that's similar to
that.
We'll get to you. We'll get to you.
No, because it's completely relevant.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there was one time in my life I was ever grounded. And so what happened, so then I'm sequestered
age?
In my...
Age? You know what age
fat
this
enough.
Is?
I want to say 7 or 8. So I'm put into my room, first time I'm ever grounded, and I'm kind of ticked because I never get punished in this kind of way, and I wanted to leave my room. But I also at the same time didn't want to tick off whoever grounded me. And so...
Do you have any idea of age? I mean, you were like...
I said 7 or 8, oh, okay. Probably. But I had to use the bathroom. And I thought that this would be a great thing of revenge. So... I walk up to my door, and I just drop my pants, and I poop right in front of the door.
Do you remember that at all, Jack?
He said it many times.
Really?
I remember this happened.
Do you remember?
I didn't clean it up, so I don't remember. This is not a Molotov memoir. This actually happened. I
remember that. Really?
Yes.
Look what I've started.
Well, for two things. Number one, who would have imagined...
Is that the theme?
Boy, do I wish Sigmund Freud were here. In his, what stage is that? the anal stage, I guess, when you're realizing poo-poos. it's funny. Wait, let's do this. Wait, let's do this quickly. This will be great. What's the earliest phrase you remember an authority figure telling you? What the defecation results were called? Bostic. What do you remember what was it called? People didn't say defecated, right? What did your parents or anybody say? Do you remember?
I have no memory.
No memory of that at all?
Did you never poop?
No.
I poop.
No, just poop? If you don't remember, that's one thing. You don't remember it? There's a special word that anybody used? You don't mimic?
You have a special word?
Yeah, you know, I got a Brooklyn word. You don't remember anything? Not? Nothing.
Well, share your word. It's gotta be good.
Well, Jack, you remember.
You know the one used with us, right?
Well, you had both had the same one?
Yeah.
Wait, it wasn't Bing Bangs.
Why didn't you call them Big Bangs?
Stinky.
Oh,
that's right. No, wait a second. Your mother had another term. But boom, you're right.
Booms.
Huh?
Boom booms.
Oh, I need more. I got a main line. Who got a boom booms? Yeah. So you never remember.
What was
remember
the first one
it?
You guys said?
Big Steve.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
Okay. He's right. Is that what you said?
We said it together.
Yes, and here's what I remember about them. Because I remember we didn't, you know, if we thought, maybe you thought they went or didn't go and they had diapers and, you know, I changed diapers and changed. So it would get down. I don't know why. I guess because you're supposed to applaud this, right? When the kids are young, so that eventually they'll
so they don't
go.
Poop in front of doors.
So eventually they go, you know, learn to go in a potty.
Yeah.
Potty, right? So you're right. So what we would do is mother and I is every time when the commercial diapers, you know, they had the strips on them, because you guys had, you know, regular diapers for a while. If there was something in there, usually, I mean, if there was something like that, if there were boom booms, if they had deprecated, who thought we were going here, huh? Then we would go immediately, big stinkies! Big stinkies! It didn't matter the size, right? Yeah, right. And they would smile, and so it was always like, I was like, that means that's good. You know, it's good for you. That's good. You do the big stinkies. You don't want to hold that stuff in. Of course, I said things like that too, but they didn't understand. Right. You know, explain it. You don't remember any at all, Minnick? No, huh?
Not really?
No? So
number two, maybe?
Okay. Know. But then you just kind of went. You know what? I don't remember. I don't remember potty training. No, I don't remember being potty trained.
No.
Do you?
No.
What's the word from Brooklyn?
Yeah. What's
okay, you ready for this? It's it's just so you know everything I've talked about Brooklyn what 800 million times on this show and talked about things anyway, but Brooklyn. So you know it's tough. It's rough. It's not. You're not going to hear anything particularly sweet,
yeah.
Right? So it was called cocky. And that is really, you know, and I think that's why, I mean, I freak. I don't believe I'm going to say this. But I've had some disgusting things in my life and I've been around and stuff like that. But if I get so much as a dot of big stinkies on a finger or something when I'm, you know, I freak. If I get cocky on me.
Oh, my God.
What was the movie? Which Woody Allen movie where his sister gets all crazy because the guy pooped on her? Which movie was that? Oh, my God. He's like, his sister, remember? The sister falls in love with someone, and then she's really upset and everything, and she comes to him, and says, he did, and then he gave a name, they, whatever they called it. He did on me. You know, remember, which movie was that anyway?
Was it Annie Hall?
No, it wasn't Annie Hall. This is the only one he knows. Right? He shoots for the moon.
Do you see the moon?
I don't, you're on, here. We're not even an hour done, but we're gonna, okay, so that wasn't the first, is that, was that the question? Okay, so we all know that, we all knew that one. It was a big stink. You didn't know yours at all. Bill Bostick didn't know yours at all. That's odd. I think that's odd. Okay, go back.
Everyone has a special name for it.
I think everyone does. Don't you? Don't you think that, I mean, we might not remember. There's a lot of things we're not going to remember. You guys are closer to being young, but, to being that young. So you might remember, but how could, what would people say if they, well, okay, let's get off this topic. Let's get off this topic. You're here at, Cthulhu Chronicles. And we remind you, what else do we have to, let's just tell you for a second that, oh, it's 10 o'clock.
It is?
Oh, it's almost 10 o'clock, which means Tom Savino, Tom Savino will be joining us from Skype. I just got to make sure we get him here. Where is he? Under T? T? Here he, Tom Savino. There's Tom Savino. Okay, we are here, if he's not listening. I forgot that it was almost 10 o'clock. We're here talking about the early things. I'll bet you Tom has a...
He might have a word.
He'll have a word, because it's Brooklyn. He's like, you know.
Is that
going to
be cocky?
We're here. I don't think so. I don't, you know, that's the funny thing, is that I don't remember anyone, for instance, you know, do you know, in a, it's a, are you familiar, it's a name, it's a title of something. If I said to you, Coxey's Army, do you know what is a Coxey's Army? Anyone know?
No idea.
No. No, okay. And my mother used to say, things like, you got more dust under here than a Coxey's Army. And whenever there was a large volume, Coxey's Army, there's more tread, there's more junk in this room, you more toys out of your bag than a Coxey's Army. And I'm growing up and I'm thinking, so there's an army, a bunch of, my item, there's a bunch of guys with uniforms and everything, and they have all this stuff all over the place. It's the sloppiest army in the world, as far as I know, right? And connect at 10. Oh, it is not 10 yet. Okay. Okay. Wow. Isn't he rigid? Sometimes I think it's not the Tom Savino I used to know. But anyway, in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event. Okay, so there are phrases and stuff that come out of when you were a kid. My mother, I later found out that the German Nazi army was called the Coxey's Army. And I don't know, I didn't look that up. And if I did now, Lord knows how many sources I'd need, right?
Well, is Coxey's another term for poop?
It just so happens that there's Cocky in Coxey's Army, German Cocky. I don't know if that was their word for poop.
Everyone's a different word.
Ray Cotolo, you can hear him without me on Friday nights. And hear about horse racing going on, and him and his anesthesiologist partner. His partner is an anesthesiologist. Isn't that something? Mm. His radio partner is an anesthesiologist, and we guarantee, and he won't put you to sleep if you're listening to the, I know. You look pale. Jack looks pale tonight. Pale. You got ale? Are you drinking ale because you're pale? Pale ale. Okay, so let's move over to your earliest possible memory. It could be anything, a color, a thing, a wall. You already have one?
Not poop related.
What is early?
I remember my earliest temper flare-up when I was like 5 or 6. Put my fist through a door window.
At 5?
Yeah.
You got angry?
Yeah.
And so you punched a window glass?
Yeah.
Were you?
Fortunately, I didn't hurt myself.
Amazingly,
I didn't hurt myself.
Do you remember if you thought at the time that that would be dangerous? Or is it just,
no,
it was just totally visceral?
Totally visceral. Yeah, I was pissed off with my mom about something.
Oh, it was, but you knew it was about. It was wow.
Yeah.
And you and that 5.
Early age,
like
5 or 6.
Punishment, or do you know or have any?
I don't know. I just
more like a punishment.
Oh. That's a weird one. That's what we were looking for. Something that might be incredibly weird.
Well, Bill might have been pissed off about something and decided to take a dump instead of pissing off.
No.
We'll always remember you brought that up. It's kind of like, someone told you that, Bill Bostick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someone said, you know, when you were a kid, and maybe not in that voice.
Was this in the living room or?
Probably behind
the couch.
Behind the couch was my favorite spot.
I'm still shocked that he was in an apartment that was multi-level. That's like a rich person back in Brooklyn. Who would do that? You know, I mean, it'd be in a house, but an apartment with multi-levels. That's, and it was just you, your brother, right? And you and, your mother and father.
I think at the time it was just my brother and I.
You lived alone in that's your own.
Mom, yes.
That's your, okay. And who told you that? Your mother?
I can't remember. Frank, I'm almost 60 years old. I can't remember this stuff.
You know, no, I bet you no one would believe that you're sitting here with three. We're not going to talk about how old. I don't even know how old Bill Minnick has. How many ages?
Yeah.
You're almost 60. You're almost 60?
We're approaching 60.
Okay, they're approaching the sextarian. Sexitarian? What is a 60? No, septuagenarian
no,
70?
It's sext.
Sextionarian 60?
Sept
is 7. Sept
is 7. Septuagenarian would be 70.
Oct is 8, octogenarian, and...
No, that's a Nisian animal.
I used to know what...
Non-genarian.
Non-genarian.
It's that or something, I don't know.
That's how I drink my milk. I buy non-genarian milk. okay, so that's yours. That's good. Now, here's my son. Now, I don't know, this one's going to be interesting. If Jack, who is 23, remembers anything that I would remember. So what is the earliest as you can go?
All right. Well, the one thing I can think of that I remember that isn't something I remember being told that happened would be playing with 2 points in the hallway, which is like a ball game that we made up where we just threw the ball.
Okay, but you're saying you don't remember that.
I'm saying that's like one thing I can
remember. You do remember.
That isn't something like how Bill said that somebody told him. Because I could think of things earlier that I've been told happened.
Okay, yeah, right. That's what I want, what you actually can remember.
I'd I'd say, yeah, that. There might be something somewhere else in there, but that's...
Okay, so that's good, though.
So a little ball game.
To remember, because you remembered something...
Throwing things and...
We did together, a stupid little game we made up to using the hallway and hitting a ball. It was like a beach ball. What was that stupid ball? It wasn't even...
It was like a purple...
Yeah, you remembered the color, see? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There were a couple other things... We played that were in.
See, that was the other thing. That was the other thing. It's like not just remembering. Now, you remembered you didn't get hurt. What do you remember about the impact? But go back to Minnick for a second. What do you remember about? Do you remember anything specific about the smell, smell, sound, sights? When you did that, was there something else about it you remember other than the old action? The sound of the crash or what? Anything?
Not really. Not really.
A color, a thing. Was there? You didn't hurt yourself.
I just have a vague sense of what the I think we were living in an apartment at that time.
Okay.
Just sort of a vague sense of what
did
the apartment.
Did it have 2 levels?
It's not like you're showing off at that point.
Yeah, but it did have 2 levels.
Because you know, a lot of the things I remember, I don't know if I remember them correctly, but I know I remember various parts that attacked my senses. You know, about them, about those like thing. Bill, what you got to go? No,
I want to hear
what
I want to hear the guys talk about the loud game. Was that one?
Oh no,
the
no,
the loud is that what?
The loud cook.
Yeah. Oh, the loud cook.
Was it the loud cook?
That was the loud chef.
We were trying to figure out.
The loud chef, the loud...
No, what the name was.
You only did that with him, though. You never did that with me.
No, I did different things with you. I spent... You know, the problem with the siblings... you had siblings, right? You guys were both siblings. I had a step-sibling, and it was a mess, but it wasn't like this. The disparity of age was gigantic. But these guys were still young enough. Jack had grown up a bit more, so it was time, you know, to spend with him. I wound up literally spending a lot more time with Jack, and that has a lot to do with the circumstances that weren't with you. Like Jack was around when I had to relearn to walk after and Jack, literally, we learned to walk together. That, which is because
it was my first time. You had practice.
Yeah, that's right. I had walked before, So there was, we shared a whole completely different experience because he was such, it was his coming into this world was so difficult. Ray was like a snap. It was nothing. Here comes Tom Savino.
Exactly at 10.
Yeah. Exactly at 10 o'clock. Tom Savino?
That's me.
Let's see if we can hear. Oh, we're going to need to put one. Oh, we're going to need to put them. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to pass this mic around. Yeah, put that up there. Exactly. Okay, we're going to tell you in a second.
You're there.
First of all, who is come, as I promised. Oh, well, listen to all these sounds I'm making. Okay, just, uh-oh. Oh, boy. There goes a lot of sound there. You there, Tom?
I'm here.
Okay. And you can hear us?
Yes.
Good. That's good. Everyone listening, this, of course, is Tom Savino, who, well, there's lots of things we can know. But of course, he'll be on his show. We'll be on following this show. He's back. Savino Veritas goes on 11.
Yes, indeed. All ready for it. Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's what we're doing here. We have here Bill Bostick.
Hi, Bill.
He knows you.
Hi, Tom.
We're going to pass on our mic around. And Bill Minnick, who is our pop culture expert. Bill Minnick is Bill Minnick of the Bill Minnick Pop Clinic.
Oh, okay.
So that's Bill Minnick.
Good evening, Tom.
Good evening.
So he's here. You know the other guys, Jack Cotolo and Ray Cotolo.
The studio there.
It's what? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're live.
Oh, okay.
I'm like half here, if we're going to be honest.
Why? You're tired?
No, I'm just half here usually.
Oh, boy, this kid is strange. I don't know. I don't know what's happened to these children. Tom.
Who was that, Jack or Ray?
That was Ray.
Hi, that's Tom. Ray.
How you doing, Ray?
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
That's Jack.
That's Jack.
Yeah.
Jack and Ray.
Hi, Tom.
They should do a radio show together. Like
that was Bob. That was Bob and Ray.
Jack and Ray.
Jack and Ray. I'd always said, they said, why did you name them that? People used to say to me, why? I said, we wanted to give them short names that would work together. So if they ever wanted to team up and like own a tailor shop, it'd be Jack and Ray's. Where do you go? Yeah. Where do you get your clothes done? Jack and Ray's.
Ray's.
Jack.
Hey, and Ray's.
Hey, I just want to tell you that way. I was passing around your. I was telling Minnick I didn't send it to him yet, because a lot of people miss that little stand-up routine you did on SoundClick.
It's going to be on tonight's show.
Oh, on tonight's show, what's his name? What's the name of the character?
Bill the Bull Testosterone.
that was really good. I gotta get the guys the link or something, because I retweeted it and I was telling
after the show.
And some people were enjoying it. So I said that like that's sound derogatory. Well, some people, other people, no, it was real good, So we're talking about things related to a very, very, you know, birth, early memories and things, you know, that we're, and Bill Bostick, if you are listening.
you have to repeat that, Frank. You really have to go into that again.
Well, I just want to make sure that, you know.
Tom, were you listening? Were you listening earlier?
Earlier? No, I just, no. Okay.
Is this my beer?
Yes.
We have a, Tom, we have
Joe. Oh.
George Killian's Irish Red.
Oh.
Okay. Bill Bostick mentioned that. Now, by the way, everyone out there listening, whether you're listening live or lifelike, this is Cotolo Chronicles, and we're into, pass some more beers around. We're into our second hour here of the birthday show. And we were talking about our earliest, and Bill Bostick revealed something. You're a very courageous man. His earliest memory was how old did you say you are? You don't even know. He's very young, very small. And he lived in an apartment that was a multi-level apartment.
Okay.
Okay. And here's what he remembers. He remembers not going to the bathroom to do his stuff. He went behind, he went behind the sofa.
Okay. This and he remembers that.
This is one of his earliest memories, and we can't get much more out of him. Of course, what he got out of himself was certainly not pleasant. And that led to, because we didn't want to, you know, really lean on that too much. That led to everybody talking about what their parents called the product of defecation. And in your earliest memory of what they called the product of your defecation, which, by the way, is the name of my new book, The Product of Your Defecation by Frank Atoll. Do you remember what
little,
your parents...
Little Brown Publishers.
Huh?
Published by Little Brown.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember at all what were they called? What's the earliest name given to them when you were a kid? Do you remember?
Given to...
the product of your defecation. The product of your... What?
Oh, yeah. Different. Poopy.
A poopy. Oh. I knew his parents, so I have to envision his parents saying poopy.
Well, it was more my mom. My dad didn't deal with it at all. I didn't want to, I'm not thinking of shit.
Poopy. So your mother would say, did you go poopy? Go poopy? What did you?
Yes, go poopy, yes. They put the verb in front of it. Okay. Go poopy. What do you have to go poopy?
Bostic.
Going to Staten Island. You got to go poopy now.
You're a lot of people instead go poopy when they go to Staten Island. Yeah. Still, Bostic, you didn't remember the name of them.
No.
And Minnick didn't remember the name. Did you? No, you didn't. The boys remembered. You want to say it together? Boy, this is what we called when we, what the kids did when we discovered they did it. This is it. Ready? Go ahead, guys.
Big Stinkies!
Big Stinkies. Okay.
Sounds like they're introducing a group. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here for Big Stinkies! And I mentioned, and mine was disgusting. Because my mother used to just call it cocky.
Cocky.
And that is just, isn't that horrible?
Well, I don't know if it's horrible, but it is. I've heard other people in that neighborhood calling it that.
Okay, so he knows the neighborhood and everything. Yeah, that's not, it's just not a, it's not a cute word, you know? It's like you got a little kid.
Not cute,
you know?
No. Yeah.
Poopies, okay. Boom booms, stinky.
Wrong. I remember when my niece was still a child, my parents would always say, she's just going to potty.
Potty.
We mentioned where, yeah.
Potty, yeah.
Where, but not what.
They mentioned that. Well, you know,
My wife and her children, because we don't have children together, but she raised them with going a big potty and little potty.
Wait a second. Oh, little potty's pee-pee?
Yeah, right.
Do you believe we're doing this? Little potty's...
Next hour.
That's from the play. That's from Broadway, right? Little potty's pee-pee. Hey, da-da-da-da. Wow. Mm.
How about those cubs?
You know, I've often told... What?
How about those cubs?
That was the only thing I was right about. Yeah, I wasn't right about the election, but I was right about the cubs. Remember that. Okay. Bill Minnick here is... I've always told him, I said, you've never really talked to Tom, have you? No? Okay. He's... I told him, I said, you got to listen to more Tom Savino because you're one of the more verbal... And expressive anti-Trumpers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I try to be.
And Mr. Minnick, all before and what have you, and I, but him especially, has been a... I thought you guys would really get along and maybe produce some really good Big Stinkies.
Some big potty.
Some big potty, a little bit. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Bostic is the mayor. He's a Republican anyway, so. But he's not. We joke with him. But, you know, we're diverse.
Did you notice how he really came to life when he was talking about the Donald coming to Hershey?
Yeah, Tom. The Donald.
I heard about that. Did he go there?
Next week.
Oh, next week. Oh. That's part of his victory thing?
We were just making, Bostic, you're not going, are you?
No, you have to be there. I mean, the event starts at 7, and you probably have to be there by noon. I mean, the people are from all across the state are going to be coming to Hershey.
I know a lot of those people. I don't want to be anywhere near those people. Anyway, he's going.
He's thought about going.
Just a lot of hard.
You know, you have to get there. I have an obligation on Thursday night. I can't.
Okay. Ray went to, wait a second, Ray, you know, Ray went to a rally.
I went to a Trump rally.
That was a Trump rally?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ray, did you really?
I did. I lived to tell it, as you can hear.
Wow. Where was that?
That was at the Farm Show Complex. We waited in line for probably an hour and a half.
This is in Harrisburg.
Yeah, Harrisburg.
Did you want to do this, or were you forced?
Well, no, we weren't forced to do it. At the time, you know, Trump was like that hip, ironic thing to do. Hey, let's all go see Trump, because he can't win. This is ridiculous. And so we got into a car. My friend and I went to Burger King, which, believe it or not, was not the worst part of the night. We're waiting in line. We're seeing all the merchandise, you know, the Trump that bitch t-shirts, the Donald Trump playing cards that these vendors are selling. There's these t-shirts of Donald Trump's face on a choo-choo train. All this obscure $20 over expensive merchandise. And we get into the arena. He doesn't come out for an hour. So, of course, we hear the Rolling Stones on repeat. They don't even want him to play their songs. But...
Yeah.
So, and he has these people come out, and then he comes out. He brings up Jeffrey Lord, and I instantly get angry on the inside. And then it was amazing to see that in person, he's just as bad as he is on TV.
Well, there's something consistent about him.
He also went to a Kasich.
I did. I went to a Kasich town hall, which was very civilized.
Tom, you remember when we used to just do things just to do them, right?
Sure, yeah.
It was one of those things. I don't want to give you the impression that he was a Trump guy.
Do you remember when Obama was running and we went down to Harrisburg and saw Bill Clinton?
Down with everything!
Bill Bostic produced that video, which is still available to Frank. What is it? Cotolo meets Clinton at here in Harrisburg. That was 2008. And the guy was talking about saving the world.
Right? I couldn't have said it better.
There you go. He memorizes it. Bill Bostic, directed, produced, and edited a lot of the videos that I have on my YouTube. Have you ever seen any of those?
I saw one of them. It was really good. You guys were like going to a drive-in fast food place.
Okay,
or something.
Bill produced all those, we did a bunch of them back then.
They're available on YouTube. I got to check it out.
Yeah, is it Cotolo Chronic? What is the name of that?
Frank Cotolo.
Frank Cotolo channel, or whatever. I don't know. Bill,
on your internet machine.
On your internet machine, and Bill Minix and other people's. Yeah, but anyway, that's for all you people out there too who want to see. You see Ray's first appearance. We were talking about that earlier. Ray's first appearance as my tennis teacher. Yeah, that's fun. That was good. And Jack is in it. He plays an Indian, an American Indian.
No, that's a different video.
That's a different one.
Oh, isn't that the only
one
he's in?
That's the one where we're building the studio.
Yeah, okay. In any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, we're here at Cotolo Chronicles leading into, we're just the opening act for Tom Savino and Savino Veritas, which came back after a hiatus from last week. And those of you stations out there who don't carry it, if you're playing this, can get it over there at juicedtalk.com. And you could download it there and put it on your internet radio station, which you have there, on your internet machine, or put it on your server or whatever you do with that. What's up for tonight's show. The then you said that Bill Testosterone is there. Who else?
Yeah, Testosterone's on it. Sal Manila comes back.
That's his newscaster.
Sal Manila, the newscaster. We open with Sal Manila. He's got some reporting about Trump's jealousy of Putin's admiration for Castro, and Sal reports on that and other things.
Now next week, which is on the 15th, we'll be doing this the opposite way. I will be on, and then I will be on, right? I'm going to be on your show, right? Isn't that the 15th?
Yes.
Because
a little more of the dead air cuts there.
Yeah, by the way, you have sitting here are two big Crunch Granola fans.
I was going to ask if he was going to be on with Salmonella.
You should do, everybody thinks you should do Crunch Granola again here.
Maybe I should bring Crunch back.
Yeah, you should bring Crunch back. You got to find that exact music. It was great.
Oh, yeah. That, I think that was Frank Rossi's, just playing on a synthesizer.
Dun, 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 dun. No, no, not Crunch Granola. That was an entire, no, that was a big, dun, 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 dun. It was that big sports theme or something. Anyway,
we'll play that next week and, I'll remind myself of it. Yeah.
I'm going to be on time. I'm going to talk more about the shows which are now available on Juiced Talk. These shows that we did in the 70s are, wow, that sound, boy, that really, yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts. Yeah. I'm sitting here. Well, I'm sitting here talking about shows in the 70s that we did.
How old are you today?
Well, I'm in my 67th year, which means
according just turned 27.
According to a lot of beer there. I'm 66 in the world that doesn't count correctly. Right?
You as long as I've known you, you've been the one person I know that
refuses.
Oh my God.
He asks me how old I am. I'm 67. And says, no, you're in your 68th year.
Say, no, I'm in my, I'm in my 67th year, which means everyone says I'm 66.
Hey, this is Bill, Tom. Hey, Frank introduced me to this concept and I started using it. And people actually get angry at me when I do that. So yeah. I don't know what the...
And yet people, I don't have to make a case for this, do I, again?
Well, it's just because you make people sound older.
Well, no, but the thing is, it's, what year is it? I tell them, well, what year is it now?
It's 2016.
Okay.
What, is it, is the world
it's not 2015, right?
Year?
It's not 2015 until it's over. I don't get
it. Did you ever say that?
Yeah, I don't understand why we count the way that we count in every other aspect of our life, but when it comes to our age, we celebrate at the end of a year, and then for a year, we give everybody our wrong age.
Well, it's like if you're counting 15, 16, 17, you don't count 17 as saying, yeah, but it's potentially 18. It's going to be 18.
It's not potentially. It is. It's not potentially. That's
well, when
the
you
point.
Go either way, you can divide, you can multiply.
See, you see what a, you see,
wait,
Tom?
Wait.
What a country, what a controversy. Wait, I gotta say it like an English guy. What a controversy this has become.
Alright, so when I ask you how old you are, and you would say 66 years old, you're saying what? That in the past tense that those are the years you've already lived. So in turn, you're somewhat right. Hi, microphone. Call
yeah, but that means, I don't know. I don't want to make. I don't want to go through this again.
What are you going
to
do,
Mr. Minnick? Mr. Minnick, do you you understand what we're talking about, right?
I think so.
Of course he does. Of course he does, Mr. Minnick. Mr. Minnick has his. Was that Sergeant Pepper? What is that? At least it doesn't say make him. It says make Sergeant Pepper great again. He's got a Sergeant Pepper only Arts Club band hat upon his head. So Tom and I will be talking about, and Tom's going to play some pieces of it, and anybody out there can go get this. I have gotten a lot of responses from Tom on Twitter, by the way. Tom Savino on Twitter has 333,000 followers. Is that correct, Tom?
No, not yet.
Okay. I get a lot of response. A lot of people have been going to downloading these things. I'm assuming a lot of them come from your
maybe I'm promoting it on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom is at TJ Savino, right?
Yes.
If you want to be one,
that's
you got it, right?
I've seen some things from
Minnick.
Yeah. And Bostic too, I think.
Bostic doesn't. You don't Twitter much, do you, Bostic?
No, I'm mostly a lurker.
Tweet. You don't tweet much. I said Twitter much. You don't Twitter much. Unless you can get behind the couch.
Yeah. Look out if he's lurking behind the couch.
Yeah. So we're talking about other. That's what we're talking about early. About Britain. Tom, you're into a lot of this stuff. Do you know anybody who, or have you had anybody on the radio or anywhere in your life who said, I remember my birth?
Yes.
Tell us what that means.
Many years ago, I had a therapist who was, she was able to regress people to their past lives. So you have to kind of get to your birth as you go back, as you're regressing, you get to your birth. And I did not remember when she did it with me. I didn't remember my birth. She tried to have me remember my death.
Wait, I get you. Yeah, right. Well, he's talking about the fact that it was a past life, right?
Yeah. She wanted to relive it, and I really resisted. I didn't, I guess I felt enough as, you know, I went through this once already.
You blacked it out.
I did remember a lot of things. Yeah. Of course, I know you don't believe this, Frank, you know. Me and my spirit world and all that stuff.
Right, but I did ask you because I knew you'd probably, if anyone had contact with anybody who said, you know, I remember my birth. Because now, wait a second though. I mean, I guess you don't think, you'd have to do it that way. I don't think there's a person alive who could remember that. I mean, first of all, don't you have to have a sense of understanding that's beyond an animal? I mean, work-wise, to be able to express it, translate it, what I'm saying, right? Translate the picture.
Do we need to translate you?
Translate the picture to the words.
You need to be able to have a working memory, which you don't really have at that point in development.
Well, you would already.
If you want to talk about it biologically, I mean, you can't really.
What about Tom? Anyone ever tell you that they remember being in the womb?
Yes. And again, only in the process of this regression. I didn't, though. I don't remember. I don't remember that. So I'm sorry I can't share it with you.
Did you ever read about anyone? I mean, do people say things like, you know, it was squishy?
I just know it was cramped.
It was squishy. Yeah, but it's supposed to be the ultimate secure spot. You don't feel cramped. How could you feel cramped, right? You can't. Can you feel uncomfortable?
I was trying to.
Can an embryo feel uncomfortable? It's the new book by Frank Attola. Can an embryo feel?
Republicans love it.
Oh yeah, they would love it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Boy, anyway, Republicans would love to hear a lot of stories from people in the womb.
I know. It was a womb with a view. The whole joke goes on and on. Go ahead.
Womb with a womb.
In my womb. Who could forget that song? In my
The actress from Taxi, who can remember days and
I knew her.
Detail.
Yeah. She has the same name as the people on Petticoat Junction. Hendley. Who was her name? Marianne Hendley. Mary Lou Henner. That's her name.
No.
Oh my God, you got it.
Henner. It's Henner. Her name is Henner. Look it up. Come on, somebody get out your interweb phone.
I got it. But I wonder how far back that memory and, you know, finite small details goes back.
Have you seen those people, Tom? The people who remember, I mean, have these incredible memories about, you tell them a day and they can tell you where they were and what
Mary
they
Lou
did.
Henner.
Mary Lou Henner.
Okay, yeah.
Mary Lou Henner, yeah.
Oh, Andy Kaufman was on that show.
Oh, God, he's looking at me. Good God. That's another thing, right? I mean, here we are talking. I mean,
Mary Lou Henner, yes.
Yeah, Mary Lou Henner.
Right.
Yeah, she can tell you what she had for lunch, like 20 years ago.
Did you ever hear that? There's a name for this. It was on 60 Minutes, right? It was a name for these people. Did you see that? Jack?
Photographic memory thing or what?
What's it called?
Photographic memory?
No.
I mean, that's like a
I don't know what it's called, but there's a bunch of people. Have you ever heard of this, Tom?
I have heard of it, yeah. And there are people, that, like somebody just said, you know, people do have photographic memories, and then there are those people that have, like, they're called idiot savants, and they could do incredible things like, you know, count, to drop a book of, stick matches on the floor and they'll know exactly how many it is, just by looking.
Yeah, that's the Rain Man thing.
Yeah, people like that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not these because they're not, they're not mentally challenged. These are regular, well, you know, Mary Lou Henner, these are regular people. And you just go to them, August 12th, 1965. And they'll go, oh, I had a liver sandwich that day. And I remember it was sunny. They could tell.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Wow.
All of this goes to show you. I did a show years ago about the, some doctor talked about the brain and how, you know, useless it is to us because we don't, I mean, you know, we use whatever we use. Remember in Bill Minnickel, remember this in Defending Your Life? When Rip Torn talks about how much do you think you use of brain?
Yeah.
And Robert Klein, who's not Robert Klein, he's the other guy, the guy whose brother we almost worked for, Tom. Who was what's his name's brother? Tom, who was? What's his name?
I'm not one of those people that can remember things. Yeah.
I'm getting like this too. What's his name? He made the film. Alfred Ringhold. No.
Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks, of course.
How do you remember Albert Brooks?
I forgot
Bob
it.
Bob Einstein, you guys.
Yeah, we think of Bob Einstein. Remember Bob Einstein?
Yeah. Bob Einstein.
Anyway, and by the way, I just want to say this publicly. And I'm sick of seeing Alan Thicke try to on these commercials. If he can't get a job, there's no reason I have to see him perform. This ridiculous, I'm sick of him. You remember Todd?
Yeah, sure.
Todd Thicke. Anyway, what was I saying? Rip Torn says to Albert Brooks' character, he says, do you know how much of your brain you use? And Albert Brooks' character, have you ever seen that movie, Tom? You've got to see this movie. You never saw it.
What's the movie again?
Defending Your Life.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, he says, you've seen it now, have Bill? Okay, Bostick saw it. We have to feed Bostick pieces of pop culture.
Hey, watch the Golf Channel.
Yeah, this is a man who watches the Golf Channel, okay?
I was just saying the other day, watching Obama golf or something, and we're saying, there are actually people that watch this on television.
You got them right here.
You
got
them
right here.
Now, Tom.
Rip Torn, so Albert Brooks' character says, I don't know, 30%? Like 30%?
Yeah.
And he goes, three. What did you say, three?
Yeah, like three.
Three? And it turns out that Rip Torn uses, I think, 29 or 20, you know, something near 50. Three? 3%? He goes, three? And then later on in the conversation, when he can't understand, he goes, my 3% is just swirling. It's amazing how we don't use our brains, but that's what we were talking about with the brain thing.
Yeah.
What a waste of energy.
They gave me the same data from back in the day when I took the Silva mind control course.
Now, Tom and I both did this separate times. We took a thing called the Silva mind control.
What is that? Yes. Did you? I didn't realize you took that.
I took it through... Jim and Fanny, rest her soul.
You mean so it was a bootlegged version?
Yeah, I took a bootleg version. He's right, I took a bootleg version. And I don't even know how to explain this, although I still use it for various things. And I'm sure you use it, Mr. Savino. If you use it, it's for far more supernatural reasons. Do you?
I don't use it too much anymore. I think I've evolved beyond it.
Tell everyone what is Silva Mind Control.
What is it? It's a method to use more, basically use more of your brain, to be more efficient with your brain. And a bit, but beyond that, they even, you even can develop, psychic abilities and, telepathic abilities and bend spoons.
Yeah. which is something, let's face it, if we all could do, we would do more often, right? Yeah.
Well, actually, the thing about bending spoons is that,
Wait a second. Don't forget, everyone. Get out to BAM. There's Tom Savino's new book, The Thing About Bending Spoons. He'll be doing a book tour, and as he'll do what I do, and of course, he'll be signing books. Doesn't necessarily have to be his book. He'll sign any book you buy. Go ahead, Tom. Tell us about The Thing About Bending Spoons.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, you know, once you get over the fascination of, oh, wow, you know, look at that. Wow. But then you got a lot of bent spoons that are useless.
You can't eat soup unless you bend them back. Can you bend them back once you bend them?
A certain amount. Eventually they break.
No, but yes. I mean, if you bend a spoon with your brain, can you bend it back to where it's, you should be able to, right, Tom?
That's
the next program. You can reverse all the stuff.
That's the next program, yeah.
Another course altogether to reverse the spoon thing. That was a Silva. Who was Silva?
Jose Silva, not
Henry Silva, the guy who played Ben Franklin.
No, this is Jose Silva, who was a, I think he was a psychologist.
Are you looking it up or are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter.
Oh, he's on Twitter, okay.
The program still exists, but now it's called, I think it's now called the Silva Method, and it's S-I-L-V-A.
I wish you could see Bill Bostic here right now. It looks like Jack Benny. He's got this hand on. We're keeping him. If we don't start talking about Arnold Palmer soon, he's going right to sleep.
But one good thing, one real practical thing, that they taught was really, really very good, mnemonic devices to remember, to really develop your memory. That was very practical.
Well, I liked it because of the practical parts. I liked the practical parts of it, using your brain. Ray, I do that now. I call one the other.
I don't know who's the one-syllable names.
Yeah, yeah. Ray just found it on his interweb phone.
It is leading the next stage in human evolution, sparked by Jose Silva, 1966. And they're advertising, master your mind with Silva and master your life. Awaken the hidden power of your mind. No prior experience is necessary. Many will enter, few will win.
Wow, still out there.
Did Jim give you the tapes? The tapes that put you in an alpha state?
Sure. I went to alpha, and I created my room, right? You create the room where you go to. And if you count counselors, right?
Yes, yeah.
What they do is they make you they try to get you in a certain state. I'm telling the boys here and everybody out there, if you don't know about Silva Mind Control, and you develop in this particular state a room which has all the things you need. Everything you need is in that room. And you can, if you get into this state, when you need something or solve a problem or whatever, you go to that room and it's always there, because you built it up. Then you have two. Okay, here's Bill Bostic now. I'm sure. Go ahead, man.
Can you develop a room or a place with two levels that have couches?
You can make your place anywhere you want. And my question is another planet.
His was on another planet. That figures. Well, the like Bill Bostic. Bunker.
Huh? Like a mental bunker.
It is a mental bunker. Yeah.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah.
Except you don't want to go stay too long in Bill Bostic's. Unless they clean it up or something. I don't remember mine having a bathroom. I never had to go into Alpha to move my bowels, which, by the way, is the name of my new book. I never had to go to Alpha to move my bowels by Frank Catola. I'll be at BAM Bookstore, BAM Books and Music this weekend. Come on down, buy my book. Well, Silver Mind Control. I bet you had to create. Well, you didn't create. They just came to you, and they could come to you in the form of someone you know, counselors. It could be someone you know, or they could be appear as they could be in the shape or form of a celebrity or whatever. And these were the two people, a man and a woman. You would go to them if you had questions. And they would tell you things. They knew everything, see?
Your mentors, yes, your mentors.
Your mentors were who?
I have a male mentor and a female mentor.
Right, yours were?
Mine was, my male mentor was Steve Allen.
And figures, that figures. Yeah. And your female was who?
My female mentor, now that's a story and a long story, but my female mentor was Randy Robinson. A witch, a practitioner, a Wicca practitioner, who told me about Stupa. I didn't know about it. She just told me about it.
Tom can tell you a lot about witches. They're white witches who are good witches, right?
Yeah, she was a...
It's not like chocolate. You eat white chocolate and dark chocolate. Black chocolate. And that's, they're the same. But white witches are good and black witches are bad. Okay. So you had that. Mine were, my female, believe it or not, and this is remarkable to me because I just, you know, it just happens. You don't try it. You know, my female counselor was Loretta Young. Now, does anyone?
Really?
Yeah. Ray's laughing like he knows. You know Loretta Young?
I know Loretta Young.
You too?
From
movies, just right?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Jack?
No. Country singer, right?
No, that's Loretta Lynn.
Oh.
I'm talking about the farmer's daughter,
yeah.
Loretta Young, the move, the TV, I mean, the actress, the 1930s, 40s, you don't know Loretta Young?
Yeah.
Really? I got two men here that are 60 years old.
I knew her.
Tom, they don't know Loretta Young.
I did it.
Wow.
Well, okay, you do know her.
I've heard her.
I believe that, because Ray has really been going into the annals of pop.
Time and space.
Time and space.
And the dairy aisle.
Movie. What?
Who's your male mentor?
My male mentor was Bob Hope.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And and I was, how old was I? I was 20.
You were crushed recently by reading about Bob and his,
I wasn't crushed. I enjoyed it immensely and learned a lot.
You enjoyed it so much, you were crushed.
I wasn't crushed about it.
Bob Hope.
The book. Have you read the book Hope? It's wonderful. If you want to borrow it, I can loan it to you. Okay, fine. So apparently Bill Bostick misinterpreted everything I said about the Bob Hope book. This is Cthulhu Chronicles, and we're having a lot of fun here because it's my birthday.
A woman candidate not too long ago claimed she was a witch. I think she was on Maher's show maybe a couple of times.
Tom, you remember that?
Yes, it was actually Bill Maher outed her and found a video where she...
Oh, right.
Spoke to people and said she was a witch, and that was the end of her campaign because today she'd probably be, you know, she'd probably make it to president. Yeah.
Can't remember her name. Do you?
No, she was a Republican.
I think so.
Yeah. You don't remember her name?
Wait, who? The one that said she was a witch?
Yeah, do you remember her name?
Michelle Bachman?
No. No, Michelle Bachman made it way. She was a bitch.
I just remember her husband dancing with gay people.
That was Michelle.
That's Michelle Bachman.
I had no idea which one of them that was.
She was it Connecticut? She was a New England senator? Was she one? You don't remember her at all. I do remember.
Was she from Salem?
No, that's what I'm thinking, right? I'm probably wrong about that. No, she smoked Salem, I think. Who remembers that? You know, we dropped so many things here. And, you know, I don't want you to think that since we have the head of the Bill Minnick Pop Clinic here, that some of this stuff is going by him. But it's not, that's not his activity. He could tell you things, Tom, he could tell you things about the Beach Boys, maybe that you don't know here.
Bill
Minnick. I'm sure he could. Bill Minnick, the Bill Minnick Pop Clinic. I don't know about those Beach Boys. Okay, fine. We have a special room for, anyway. Okay.
Christine O'Donnell.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah.
Christy O'Donnell. Christine O'Donnell.
I remember learning about that.
She related to Rosie.
Who said that? Did you say that, Bill Bostick?
Yes.
Oh, you did, okay. Now, Where else would that come from, right? Bill Bostic. We don't mean to make fun of you, Bill, because you just don't. Bill Bostic is very strange to me and to Minnick in a certain way, because he's just so lacking. It has nothing to do with intelligence or it doesn't have to do with anything, but it's amazing. He's almost our generation. Okay, Tom Savino, Bill Bostic is almost our generation. And yet, he'll come to, like if he comes to St. Thomas Roses when Jack and I are playing and singing songs, and he'll go, I don't know that. I don't know that group. I don't know that song. I don't know anything. He's like, in Jeopardy, if it was like movies, it would be like they would have to go movies for $1. Okay. I don't know Bill Bostic, what is the last movie you remember seeing? We're not saying this to be derogatory or anything. We just want, what is the last movie you remember seeing? A movie.
In the theater not too long ago.
I don't remember what it was, though.
He didn't even remember the latest movie he saw.
It was the guy in the plane. Brought the plane down safely.
Sully. I did see Sully, Tom.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
He saw Sully. Now ask him about other Tom Hanks movies.
Big? There's that one where he plays that Southern guy.
The one where he plays that Southern guy?
You like chocolate?
You know what's amazing? The amazing, like people used to say to me, what do you study this stuff? He's like, no, I remember certain things without
what
any possible.
Help me out. What is that movie? Where he's sort of a special guy.
Lady Killers? No. This is a movie I never even saw, and I know.
He's the Forrest Gump.
Oh, wait a second. Did you hear this, Tom? When he plays that Southern guy, Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump, that Southern guy.
Wait, why haven't you done Forrest Trump yet, Tom?
That's what Mad Magazine did, Forrest Trump.
I am I'm really into this one. I'm working on a parody of a grim fairy tale called Trumple Stillskin.
Oh boy, they just.
Hey, the subtitle is When They Go Grim. So.
When they go grim, you go high.
So much material to work with that name.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. My God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Because, the Forrest Trump. So Forrest Gump. But we're not here to laugh at your.
Some of that, like as far as movies, I understand because I don't see a lot of movies. I'm catching up on Woody Allen movies now.
Yeah, it's amazing. We watch these Woody. He doesn't know. I mean, he hasn't even seen Zelig yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and let's wait. Here is name a. Here, let's ask Bostic one more. Then we'll get off this. Name any Woody Allen movie, Mr. Bostic.
Other than Annie Hall.
Oh, you gave it away. Other than Annie Hall. Name any. The crickets. You hear the crickets?
That was not Woody Allen.
I'm drawing a blank.
Well, something.
Give me a hint. Think of a fruit with a lot of potassium.
That's what I was.
Fruit with a lot of potassium.
Oh, yeah, that one. Bananas.
Yeah, bananas! Hooray! and you got it exactly. Plural.
I had never heard of that movie before.
You never heard of it before. We don't know, this really is not a good sign for golf. It's not an advertisement for golf. Well, do you find golf, just relaxing, right? I mean,
well,
you
that,
might.
And I also watch, what is that show I watch?
Oh, you love American Pickers. You watch
American Pickers. That's my favorite show too.
What's that?
Yeah, what is that? We don't even know. What is
that? You never saw that, Tom?
Do you
it's
play
a.
Along with
No,
Did
no,
you
no.
Kick out first?
It's two guys from the Midwest who are pickers. They go out and buy stuff and then they sell it, usually antiques. The company name is Antique Archaeology. And they have a woman in the store who's very good looking, used to be a roller derby queen who sets up their appointments.
I just made a silent yawning.
It's nothing like the new History Channel show where Ozzy Osbourne goes around the world and teaches history with his son.
Lenny Stitzkravitz. What's his name?
Lenny Kravitz, isn't it?
Jack Osborne.
Really?
There was this one episode where Ozzy Osbourne went to go see King Arthur's sword, and he's just like, that's an effing weird sword. It's really sharp. Like, holy F.
You know, these kids, you know, these shows that these kids watch, you don't have any more kids around the house watching things, Tom.
No.
But today, it's, you know, you watch cartoons, and they're dropping F-bombs and B-bombs and talking about women's twats.
Really?
And I mean, everything. They just, it's unbelievable.
You call Tom, check out American Pickers and get back to me, would you? I think you might enjoy it.
Sounds like a show my wife and I would like.
I thought it was about guitar player. When I saw the name, I said, "What?" I didn't even want to watch it then, and I play guitar. I don't even care.
Tom would like Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
He might like that. Yeah. He might.
Well, listen, Tom didn't even know about Angie Tribeca till I told him. He didn't even know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's another good one.
One of my favorite shows. So.
See? That's one of the...
Because you wrote it.
Because he wrote it, I think. Maybe he wrote it. Tom, Mr. Minnick here has seen... How many... Have you seen all the seasons of Seinfeld? He's a Seinfeld expert, Mr. Minnick.
Oh, yeah.
Distressed... The whole thing distresses him only by the fact that Steve Bannon made a lot of money off of the distribution of the... did you know that, Tom?
No.
Yeah.
Steve Bannon made a lot of money off the distribution of
Seinfeld. The syndication. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
So, but Mr. Minnick can.
Cap, it must have been the soup Nazi.
<It's right. laughs> Maybe he's a ghostwriter for that or whatever. So Mr. Minnick knows. And by the way, Mr. Minnick also wears. What do you wear? A 24 shoe? What is your shoe size? 24.
That's only the width.
Yeah.
-10.
10?
Minus
10? Wait a second, when did they...
24 minus 10.
Can you do this?
Get?
14.
Yes. You did! Oh. Happy birthday!
Who says that? How much do you weigh, Frank? I weigh 300 minus 120. Who says it that way?
But I am in my 122nd pound.
I'm in my 122nd pound. That's
hey, I got a trivia question that might be answered there by two people, because you're one person's into Seinfeld, the other's knows a lot of pop culture, right?
That's the same person. Minnick, give Minnick a trivia question. He'll see if he can.
Seinfeld/golf question.
Go ahead. What?
This woman.
Wait,
now.
Wait a second. You could do this while I've got to go. I gotta take a pee because I've got all this beer. You talk to Minnick and the guys here.
Little potty. This actress was, she was my first yoga teacher for real. My very first yoga teacher. She almost killed me because the class was way too hard for me. But, she played, she.
The cookies fell.
What happened?
The cookies fell.
The birthday cookies.
Oh, the birthday cookies. Oh.
Yeah. Down for the count.
So she played a character who created a trend, a fad, by wearing her bra outside her blouse.
Yeah.
Do you know who?
The actress's name or the character?
Give me the character's name. Because actually, now that I give you the question, I don't know the character.
She was an heir to the O. Henry candy bar, right?
Yes, that's right.
That much I know.
Brenda Strong is her.
Brenda Strong.
Ah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, there you go. She was my first yoga teacher, and there was another guy in the class that is he was in Seinfeld, but now then he became like a bigger part in Entourage.
right, HBO.
Well, a bigger cast.
So
what did he play in Seinfeld?
So you guys lost your lost your cookies, huh?
They're okay.
No, they're fine. Okay. They're fine.
What did you just fall here? That's okay. Well, there you go. Excuse me?
I am Frank now.
Just, you don't want to
be. I am you.
You don't want to be Frank
I
now.
I
want
to be you.
You want to live a lot longer than that, don't you? what is my, if I'm the only one who has headphones here. This is a Cthulhu Chronicles, and we're coming close to, two things. Bill Bostick's sleeping time. Bill Bostick, you know, Tom, Bill Bostick, what are you going to do? Get up at like 4? You have to get up at, what?
Really?
4:30.
I'm
yes.
up at 5:30.
4:30. Well, I really appreciate you being here and staying up for this. It's, you'll get less sleep tonight, but you'll feel better tomorrow knowing you did not miss this opportunity.
News business. That's why.
Tom, Mr. Bostick is in the news business. Political yes. news.
Oh, yes, really?
State,
oh.
This is all state oriented.
So the lame stream media.
The lame stream. Oh. And Bill Bostick works for a company called, what is it?
Capital Wire.
Yeah, CapitalWire.com. It covers Pennsylvania politics.
And he is the, Bill Bostick is the, honorary mayor of Lingolstown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Honorary.
Wow. Cause they don't is have... there, is there like an elected mayor?
No.
Or...
No, that's why they need an honorary. And that's him.
They save a lot of money on election things and just have an honorary mayor.
Bill,
how's the count going there? There's a, you know, I heard Pennsylvania in parts. Pennsylvania's doing their own recount. Is that right or not?
Minnick would know. What, with cookies in your mouth, do you know what's happening?
There's a court hearing tomorrow about that. I think it's going to get kicked out.
I heard Philly actually went ahead and did their own recount. Is that accurate or not?
I think they just finalized their votes. They got all the votes in.
Okay.
How did they count the dead people? Well, we don't want to get into that. That's for Tom Savino show. Savino Veritas is moments away, minutes away. Here's Bill Bostick.
What's this Veritas mean, Tom?
Now hold on a second, Tom. Remember, we're talking to Bill Minnick. I mean to Bill Bostick. What does Veritas mean? He wants to know.
What does Veritas mean? The name of my show is a play on the Latin the Latin phrase. In vino veritas, which means in wine the truth. So veritas means truth. And so, you know, I'm playing a phrase in vino veritas. And since my last name is Savino.
In vino, Savino, veritas. Get it?
That's also on the crest for Harvard, right?
In vino veritas?
Yeah.
I don't know about the vino part, but maybe the... Would Harvard be promoting wine drinking?
He's looking,
it might be in vito veritas.
He's looking it up on his intertext web.
Oh,
his intertext.
Yep. In vino veritas. And of course, that's, you know, the more you drink. And look, you guys are a good example of that. You know, how everything comes out truthfully and,
No.
We are why?
Harvard just has veritas on their logo.
Right. I'm going to sue them.
We also, wait a second. Didn't we also hear about them because something to do with the election? Wasn't Veritas brought up somewhere before the election took place? The people
he
who
was
were,
nominated to Trump's dungeon.
The people who were, weren't there people who were in, the people who they said were trying to, to get to the rallies. The Democrats were getting to the Republican rallies and they were making it look like it was bad and it was the Veritas group or something. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I heard about that happening, but I didn't hear.
They were called the Veritas or something. I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's all over. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Could be all over in more ways than one.
Oh, there goes Bill Minnick now. He's getting ready.
I feel fine.
We want to, Should we tell them? Are you going to do it? Bill Minnick has been made an offer. Has been made an offer, Bill Minnick, to do a 1 hour radio show. Maybe not every week or what have you. Are there any more on the negotiations? Any news on the negotiations of that?
No news.
No news. Okay, we're not going to say anything.
It's better than fake news.
But it's better than fake news. He may be back. So what's going to happen is this, in a matter of minutes, I'm going to turn over, we're going to play our theme, and I'm going to turn over the airwaves, the cyberwaves, to Mr. Tom Savino and his show, Savino Veritas, is what's going to happen.
Next week, Cotola Chronicles fans, you'll hear Mike on my show and be playing dead air cuts and things like that.
We'll be making funnies. We'll be just falling right back. Like, it's like riding a bike when we're together. It's like riding a bike. We both share the seat. I don't know what that meant. I just said, it's like riding a bike. We just go right back and we'll be talking about Crunch Granola and the gang and this particular stuff. If you like Angie Tribeca or whatever, go download those things. They're free, for God's sake. What do you want, you know? What do you got to do with
Tribeca? That's not free.
No. Screw them. Yeah. Screw the Colbert. That's not Colbert. Who is it?
Carell.
Screw the Carells. I like to put them all in their place here. Steve Carell and his wife. Nice people, I imagine. But screw them. Because we did it first and Tom did it best. So, and then that's going to happen. I don't know what I'm doing next week on the show. I have no idea.
A couple noteworthy additions to the Boneyard today.
Yes, there were a couple of more deaths. Of course, and that's right. The Fabulous D and I will be doing the roll call from the Bone Garden on the 29th of December. We do that every year.
I'm going to listen to that one.
It's great. It's a really good show. Because it's good. Anyway, and everyone likes it. Very popular show. And we will mention names that nobody mentions when they talk about people who have passed away this year, because we have sources that take us deep within the annals of pop.
I was going to say ELP is down to just P now.
Yes, Greg, Greg Lake died, and his sister Swan is still alive, man. She's beautiful, beautiful girl. She's good, easy on her feet too. She's good at it. So, in any event, in all events, in certain listenings, I just want to wish, we have a little time, I just want to mention other people whose birthday it is today. Okay, can we do this first simply? Sammy Davis Jr. Some of these people are deceased and some are not. Sammy Davis Jr. Jim Morrison. Okay. Mary Queen of Scots was born. Okay. Eli Whitney. Eli Whitney's birthday.
Cotton Gin.
Yes, see, they knew. Flip Wilson.
Oh.
Yeah. David Carradine. Okay. We used to hang out together. Just a bad joke. I'm sorry. Okay. Jerry Butler. Jerry Butler, who was he was a singer. Bobby Elliott, the, drummer for the Hollies. Rick Baker, the guy who did all the makeup for all the, Bill Bostick is sitting there going, I know no one. Sam Kinison was born on December 8th. Okay. Also, Kim Basinger. I wish I had known. Ann Coulter. Really? Tom, it's Ann Coulter's birthday.
Oh, you should be ashamed.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, okay.
And Nicki Minaj. Those are the only ones I know. Except Minaj, I was with her and another girl once.
Right.
Okay, Tom, you can sign off. Tom, why don't you sign off and I'll hit you up there. I'll hit you up in moments.
Okay, got that Cotola Chronicles people. Happy birthday again!
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. It's
and
your birthday.
Take care, everybody. See you. Talk to you next week, maybe.
Okay, you will. You'll talk to me. That's for sure. Okay, Tom Savino. There he goes.
His
show.
Bye,
Tom. Getting ready for his show and to test the bull testosterone and all the other crazy groups of people that he'll have on, and we'll just hit this and we'll be on our way out, because people got to get to sleep, people got to get up and get to work. Thank you for the beer, thank you for the celebration. I thought it was fun. It went so fast. I wish we could do it again. We will do it again. What year are we hopefully going to try to do it? We're going to try and do this again some year, sometime, some way. We know what year we're going to do this again. Listen, we should have you guys back up. You don't have to do it this way. We should come back again, and we'll do some more, drink some beers, and talk some stuff. In the meantime, oh boy. What?
2022.
By that time, Joe Biden will be president. Anyway. Thank you. What did Tom say? Wait, Tom said, don't forget. Oh, to give you the go. I will give you the go, Tom. Yes, I will. Tom Savino coming up for those of you who listen to Savino Veritas on those stations. If not, I'll see you next time on Cotolo Chronicles, all things being equal. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located. And why we're going to leave now because
we have nothing more to say.